today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
I taught a class of 7th, 8th, and 9th graders last night. The subject of conversation was attitude. I asked them to tell me the definition of attitude. Most of them could not define attitude, but they could demonstrate what an attitude looked like. I shared with them that an attitude was a state of mind, a settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. As we continued to discuss attitude, I asked them their attitude regarding themselves. Their answer was, "I don't know." If you had to answer that question, what would your answer be? What is your attitude about you? What is your state of mind about you? What is your settled way of thinking about you? How do you see yourself? What behavior do you display at work, at home, school, or amongst your friends that reflects your attitude about you? Is it a positive or negative attitude? Does it affect how you think, feel, or act? Each day, we encounter people who say they love themselves and God, but their attitude reflects something different or something totally contrary to what they say. The way we behave, look, dress, and act says a lot about our attitude. It does not matter what people say about you. It's how you feel about yourself that matters the most. And that comes out in your attitude. When people say you have a bad attitude, you did not tell them that, but your behavior did. In the center of the instrument panel in an aircraft is something called an attitude indicator. This instrument indicates the relationship of the aircraft to the horizon. It informs the pilot of the orientation of the aircraft relative to the Earth's horizon, whether the plane is in a positive or negative attitude. Your attitude is an indicator of where you're going in life. If you are going up positive, your attitude is good. If you're going in the opposite direction, your attitude is bad, negative. We have an attitude indicator, and it is called the Bible. The Word of God lets you and I know where our attitude is relative to God's horizon, His purpose. When you look at your attitude indicator, where are you in relationship to God's purpose? Are you in a positive or are you in a negative? Are you obedient or disobedient? Are you experiencing blessings or are you experiencing the curse? You have the ability to control your attitude. You have the ability to determine your obedience to the word and will of God. So go out today and have a positive attitude and glorify God. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.